that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, Jesus is the Lamb by Pedro Y. Daniels. the scripture has been read in your hearing. I want to lift up verses 15 and 16 of John's Gospel, chapter 21. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Thus, the title of my message is Feed My Lambs, Care for My Sheep. Feed My Lambs, Care for My Sheep. It was down by the breezy shore of the Sea of Galilee that Jesus met with, or rather, appeared to the seven disciples, namely Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. By the divine power of Jesus, the men were able to catch a bountiful haul of fish that morning, where they didn't catch any the night before. By the divine preparation of Jesus, there was a blazing, crackling fire of coals upon which the fish lay, roasting, braising, or frying, and there was bread, a food staple that is a dominant component of a standard diet or meal. Jesus asked the disciples to bring some of the fish that they had just caught. In obedience to Christ, Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the unbroken, untorn net ashore. Jesus invited them to come to breakfast. No one dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Here they reverenced Christ and treated him with deep respect. The Lord broke the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. Can you see Christ feeding his lambs? Do you see him caring for his sheep? The Lord Jesus Christ taught by precepts and examples. How many times have you received advertisements in the mail asking for donations to a local or a not-so-distant geographically located food pantry or organizations requesting clothing for the needy? Of course, now, we cannot support them all. Not every organization is worthy of our hard-earned money, but we have done our due diligence to seek out those organizations that are legitimate and that are worthy of our support, worthy of our physical, material, and tangible goods? How many times have different persons come to you seeking spiritual help? Help that their painful wounds of grief, guilt, pains of resentment, wounded by shame, unforgiveness, or even self-rejection. Every person living at some time or another, even right now, has or have needed spiritual help. Were you in denial of their request? Did you feel ill-equipped to help them? Jesus asked of us that we feed his lambs and care for his sheep. Peter disowned Jesus three times. Yes, Peter denied Jesus three times, and Peter didn't get a chance to ask Jesus' forgiveness before Jesus died on the cross. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you have agape love for me? Do you love me unconditionally?" Jesus asked Peter again, "Do you have agape love for me? Would you sacrifice yourself for me? Would you be willing to serve me? Would you feed my lambs and take care of my sheep?" And thirdly, Jesus asked, "Do you love me like a brother? Are you my friend?" And in facing his true feelings, Peter was able to answer Jesus with a sincere yes as he responded to Jesus' three questions. Peter's life changed after he understood who Jesus really was. Yes, and after we understand who Jesus really is, our lives will change too. His relationship to Jesus changed, and with that change in relationship, Jesus forgave Peter. With the same change in our lives, our relationship gets closer to Jesus, Jesus will forgive us. Jesus also understood what Peter also understood what Jesus said to him about Peter's own death and the resurrection. Do you have any idea about how you would answer Jesus if he were to ask you, "Do you love me? Do you truly love me? Do you consider yourself my friend? Do you want to serve Jesus, but for some reason you feel less than adequate? Perhaps you are ashamed about something that transpired in your life, and you don't feel good enough to serve the Son of the living God." Well, Jesus is the same as he was yesterday, in the yesteryears, and in the bygone days. He is the same today. He will be the same in all of the tomorrows to come. He has forgiveness for all. It's ours, yours, for the asking. Just open your heart and invite him in. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a magnificent God who forgives. You are the chief restorer. Forgive us our specific sins and our specific transgressions. Thank you for your forgiveness and not holding our sins and transgressions against us. We pray for the unsaved that they become saved by accepting Jesus the Christ as their personal Savior. We pray for the impetuous who act abruptly without care or thought. We ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is "Feed My Lambs" by John Engato.
In the whispers of the wind, I hear your voice, gently calling me to love and giving me the choice to choose between a life unknown where you will lead the way, or follow earthly trends that will surely pass away. Lord, you know I love you, so what is your plan? In the silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the word, I am here. Bring good news to those in fear. I have loved you since the world began. my shepherd, feed my lambs. Christ the master teacher shows the way, washing others' feet is how to live out all our days. Neither slave nor master, neither rich nor the poor, is greater than the one we were created for. Lord, you know I love you, so what is your plan? In the silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the word, I am here. Bring good news to those in fear. I have loved you since the world began. Be my shepherd, silence of the music, I hear your command. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, bring the weary home to me. Be the eyes for the blind to see the truth. Spread the word, I am here. Bring good news to those in fear. Feed my lambs. Feed my lambs.
Mm-hmm. You are now able to enjoy Exquisite Coffee and Espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.